Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about how to deal with stress and pressure. Be with us. It's going to be a really interesting Tal, please. Yeah, stress or pressure is something very relevant, especially to our time. And we're here as if with a group of people, each of them experiencing stress or pressure in life for different reasons, but the pressure is the same pressure. So I'll explain what kind of pressures people are experiencing in this group. So first of all, we have a person who has different kinds of financial pressure. He's under financial pressure. He has a restaurant. It was doing really well. Now he can't open his restaurant. He has debts. He has to pay mortgage. First of all, he is under some serious stress. We also have a woman who is in a high-risk group. She has health issues. She didn't come out of her house since March. She's afraid. So she's under health stress or pressure. Also, we have a person who is a salesperson. He's under lots of pressure. He's in a very competitive environment, and he's all the time under pressure and stress. Another one is a doctor in ER, which is a pressuring place, and now even more. He doesn't want to get infected. He feels the general pressure at his place of work. And last but not least, a woman that can't exactly say why, but she feels stress, kind of pressure. She doesn't understand what's going to happen the next moment. It's a general feeling of stress. Doesn't exactly know how to define it. Now, from doctors, we know that stress is really bad. It, in and of itself, it weakens our immune system, causes different psychological problems. And so the question we'd like to ask, a general question, we heard about different reasons for stress, but what is the reason for pressure and stress in life? All in all, it's a result of some unknown force that is working on us, that we're encountering in life. We can say the force of nature, upper force, chance, however you want to call it. But that there are different things happening to us in life, and we can't control them. We can't control these things. We can't know about them in advance. We don't know what could be the outcome. And therefore, all of these things awaken in us anxiety, fears, uncertainty. And if it already happened and it passed, then great. But it's not happening. It's not ending. It's like all the time ahead of us. And when and what and will it not happen? This is what wears us out. And really, it's very hard to deal with that, to be in such stress all the time, under such pressure. So what can we do? There's 1,000 different remedies for it, and advice and whatnot. I advise you, and maybe, easier said than done, but relieve yourself of the pressure, which means to simply adhere to that destiny that might appear and do whatever it wants with me. And in advance, I agree with it, and I'm willing to be with it, and I'm not determining and don't want to determine anything, what I want or whatever, but whatever happens, whatever it does, I flow with it. And that way, at least, I'm not in stress all the time. I'm not going crazy because all of these worries. And in some way, I'm even starting to accept this upper force that I can't control, called the upper force. I can accept it in such a way that as if on friendly terms with it. You want to do that with me? Okay, you want to do something else? Fine. I'm not resisting it. I'm not in favor. I'm not against. I'm nothing. I simply flow. Like the still, the vegetative, and the animate usually don't know what goes on. And therefore, they live the way they live. Therefore, for us, it's also forbidden to start elevating ourselves to the degrees of fears and anxieties and suspicions that really make us go crazy. This is what I think that a person has to do. Besides, what I can say is that also according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends is for us to associate ourselves, attribute ourselves to that upper force, fate. Whatever happens, happens. That we simply agree with providence and the upper governance. And whatever happens, happens. What can you do? But I'm not going to determine now that I want for something good to happen, and I imagine that what might happen is less than good. But let things be as they are. To lower our expectations, that's what you mean? Not only to lower our expectations. To lower expectations is a plus, and also minuses. Different suspicions and different things that might happen. Might happen. I simply don't want to take them into account. Good things, bad things, don't wanna. I wanna live this moment and not the next one. It's as if each of us has a kind of mechanism that wants to control the future, reality. This is exactly the problem. How to neutralize this mechanism? Tal. Yeah, how and also why should we lower ourselves to the degree of the still or the vegetative that, or animate that stops thinking? Dr. Lightman, because by that I get rid of my anxieties that don't benefit me in any way, and I can continue with my work, with my functioning at home, at work, and the family, and so on. Whereas, if I don't let go of my anxieties and I think that this way I can cure them somehow, then how do I? I don't. I'm not curing anything. So why did nature actually give us this ability to worry about the future, to Dr. Lightman, for us to agree with upper governance, with that we're under the forces of nature and that nature is controlling us? So here we do need a broader perception than the one we usually have and people usually have. Dr. Lightman, true. Tal, and how to explain this, that there's a kind of system here that's controlling us? Dr. Lightman, exactly. That there's a system, a general, integral, global system here that takes into consideration each of us and all of us together, bring us probably according to some plan, that this plan is immersed in nature to a certain state, to a kind of development. Because we see that according to everything that goes on, according to all the signs, nature has a plan. And if so, then let's flow with it. Because it's not in our hands anyway. And probably, if we will bring ourselves to a state where we will flow with the general plan of nature, that will accept it, that plan and in general nature's governance over us, then that way we will come to a calmer life. That I'm living and each and every moment inside this program that nature is bringing down on me. Oh, and what's the difference between being passive in life? Dr. Lightman, I'm not passive. I all the time have to correct myself and adjust myself to everything that comes from nature in each and every moment, that I accept it, agree to it, I have to do some serious work on me, on myself, that whatever happens is for the better, that everything's fine, I'm not resisting it, because it also won't help me. Where did we ever see a person that can lift or raise himself above nature? Nature is like our mother that gives birth to us, that controls us, that connects us, that develops us, and therefore, if this way we will relate to nature, then in it I can find both in its program and in nature as a whole, I can really find a special attitude toward me, a good, correct attitude, that there's lots of wisdom and purpose in it, and in every given moment, maybe I'll even be able to feel what is going on with me, what is its intention, the intention of nature. So what actually allows you to rely this way on the system of nature? How do you really let go of it and allow it to lead you? Dr. Leitman, I'm not completely letting go, but I want to be in it. It's like a baby that's born. So he's being taken care of. He doesn't know whose mom, whose dad, or his grandparents maybe, big brothers, sisters that are around him and what they're doing with him, that they're playing around with him, that they're dressing him, and so on and so forth, feeding him. He doesn't know what's going on. They're evoking different responses in him. He also doesn't know what they want from him. Well, I'm talking about a baby in the very first stages of his life. And then gradually, he begins to more and more acknowledge them because he attributes to them instinctively. He attributes to them the upper force. He relates to them as the upper force, that they're smarter, greater, that they control him, that they treat him in a way where they want to develop him. He starts becoming, even though that he doesn't understand, but somehow he wants to be in partnership with them. And this is what we're missing, what we're lacking with nature, that nature wants for us to be that way, that the very same way a baby's treated, for nature to treat us. But from the side of our intellectually wise, we don't see it. This is something that we're lacking. In a baby, it happens instinctively. And for us, it's not instinctive, but it has to happen in a conscious way, by us preparing for it, getting ready, for us to start relating to nature as the higher or upper mother that treats us this way, that controls us and raises and educates us. And we have to reach a state where you feel it, the way it talks to us, and how are we supposed to go back into, to come into a mutual kind of balance or influence with it. Oh, and okay, I understand this example, and it's a very tangible example with the mother and everything. Now, I want to talk about the class that's right here studying with us, and they came to learn about how to deal with pressure or stress in the integral way. What is the leading principle here, Dr. Light? The very first principle is that everything comes from a higher source, from nature, that gives birth to us, that develops us, that treats us in a special way, according to its plan. And in order to develop us and to bring us to its degree, to the level of nature, And then I already start seeing in it, or I want to identify in it, what kind of connection is there between all those things that are coming to me in life, and my thoughts and my desires and everything that happens around me. I start identifying in all of these things that I'm getting from the outside through different channels, through the different lines of connection between myself and the external world. I want to identify the different relationship with Mother Nature, that this is how she wants to raise me, arrange me, and eventually bring me closer to her. So this is the first principle, that everything comes from an upper source, nature, fate, that wants to advance me. Dr. Lightman, yes. And this also means that everything's for the better. Dr. Lightman, in advance, I want to determine that whatever happens, happens to my benefit. Only it all depends on the measure to which I go into interaction, into a mutual two-sided connection with the external world. And through it, I try to see nature's attitude. There are many people here, different forms of attitude toward me, from the vegetative, animate, people, from the still vegetative, animate, and people. I myself change all the time from the inside. Besides there, all the time being different kinds of different external influences over me from the outside. And all this I have to relate to that source, to the upper nature, and to try to accept it as the force that's good and benevolent. One of the people studying with us in this group is a person that feels pressure at work. He has his boss sitting on his head, customers, and clients. And, you know, nowadays, if you have work nowadays, you should really keep it. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? So he's under even more pressure, all the time under pressure. From all sides, what does he have to tell himself after the explanation that you give him? The pressure is reaching levels where I can't fall asleep at night. It's not from time to time something bugs me. I can't sleep at night. I come to work sleepy, and it's a closed cycle. It's not that you went on vacation, you calm down, and you come back with new renewed forces. But it's all the time only getting worse. How not to get a heart attack? That's the question. Nonetheless, you have to calm yourself down with the thought that whatever happens comes from that general plan, program, which is eventually entirely to my benefit, in my favor. And whatever happens, I still have to think that it is to my benefit, and that it's for the better. And by this kind of attitude toward me from nature as a whole, in it I always have to see that this attitude toward me is good, and to relate back, or this should be my response. I have to have a good response in return. And everyone's pressuring me. What's good about it, Dr. Lightman? What's good is that by this pressure, all in all, the desire is for me to accept this governance as something good. What governance? My boss is horrible. Dr. Lightman, the governance of nature that also through your boss and through everyone reaches me. It all depends on the measure to which I decrease my level of anxiety and suspicion. And everything that awakens in me, because only after that can I say, how am I being treated, for better, for worse, only after I calm down. And how do I calm down, Dr. Lightman? By knowing that it's not my boss, and not my clients, and not my wife, or mother-in-law, or whoever that are pressuring me, but that it all comes to me from the upper force, that wants, not for me to do something here, but that all in all, I have to take into account all of these influences over me correctly, that they all come to me in order for me to learn how to relate to them, that they come from nature, from that program, from the higher force, that there is none else besides Him. He wants to control me in such a way in order to make a human being out of me, for me to change. And if I will accept treating him that way, then I'll see that all in all, I'm not in confusion and under pressure from all sides, but that all in all, there's one force here. Like toward a baby, that there's one force here that teaches me how to accept, deal with its influences. And sometimes its influences could be understood, sometimes not, sometimes as if good, no, sometimes good, sometimes as if not. And accordingly, we have to try to accept them in a good and nice way, that they all come only in order for me to relate to them as coming from the upper force, from the upper program, in order for me to respond to them with such an understanding, and that's the only thing that has to happen. All in all, there's nothing here besides confusing me in order to educate me. Look, with us in our class, there's someone religious. The way I see him, he repented. He wasn't originally religious. And every time I tell him about whatever we tell him, suppose we talk about the pressures and everything, he all the time says, you know, there's none else besides him. Everything comes from above. Everything's for the better. And I'm not disregarding this or anything, but I can't connect to this blind faith that whatever comes, comes for the better, go to sleep, everything's going to be fine, God protects you. I disagree with him. I disagree with him as well. That's why I'm telling about this, Dr. Lightman. It doesn't change him in any way. That's the problem, that whatever comes from nature, in whatever way it comes, it's all for us to change, so that we will accept whatever happens with us, whatever comes down upon us as good things. But I have to change in that regard. Owen, what is the essence of this change, Dr. Lightman, that whatever comes, in whatever unpleasant way it comes, I have to correct myself in order to see in this attitude toward me something good. Oh, and how do I correct myself and see these pressures like I'm going to get fired or whatever as something good in my attitude? What exactly? Dr. Lightman, yeah, and your attitude to your boss and everything else, you have to be more friendly. Oh, and what does friendly have to do with this, Dr. Lightman? That this is actually nature showing you how, according to the signs that you feel that are being sent to you, that you should try and be with them in a good relationship. And not for you to say that everything is for the better, whatever happens, happens. Dr. Lightman, that everything that happens shows you how you have to behave. Oh, and to behave how, Dr. Lightman? To improve. To improve in whatever it awakens you and whatever. All in all, you have to change until in present you start accepting everything that comes from your boss, from nature, from whatever as something good. So a person doesn't simply let go and accept everything the way it is. Dr. Life, no, doing that is nothing. He has to change. There are researchers that show that suppose mice that get electric shocks, but if they find out that there's something that they can do in order to stop that, they can survive the situation, meaning that we have to get some kind of tools in order to change reality, how to influence it. Dr. Lightman, yeah, otherwise he yields and that finishes him off. Oh, I understand that it's not enough to say everything's for the better. Dr. Lightman, it's forbidden to say that before you put your position yourself correctly toward that fate that comes to you. Oh, and what does it mean, Dr. Lightman, that it changes you, that it forces you to change, to be better toward others in a friendly way, to connect more correctly to the work itself, and until you start seeing that this force that comes to you is the force of good. That's the examination. Owen, if I start summing this lesson up, dealing with pressure or stress according to the integral method is what? Dr. Lightman, that you really feel that all of nature that you see is giving you signs of change, education, that it comes to educate you like a mother, that this is how she treats her baby. And this education comes to advance me to be more friendly toward others, Dr. Lightman, yes? Well, and this is a rule that I can always work with, whatever pressure I experience, financial, health, whatever, the rule that everything comes from this one force, that there's one system that wants to advance me to be better toward others is always true? Dr. Lightman, yes. Owen, previously you said something very intriguing. You said that first of all, you have to clean yourself of all these anxieties that don't allow you to think. So how do I, the first step in calming things down, what? Dr. Lightman, connect to that force that awakens you and try to be, try to connect to it. Try to be in mutuality with it. That's true, it's correct, that this is how things are, that this is what they say, but what do I have to do in order to correct myself so that they won't say, talk, do whatever they want? They won't do what they say they'll do to me. Tal, and what promises a person that he'll succeed, that he'll get a good result, then he can be calm, that if he'll make the effort, everything will fall into place? Dr. Lightman, he has to be calm. He has to perform different actions that after he gets these signs, he goes into anxiety and then reaches tranquility in his response. Oh, and how's that related to the other people with me in this course? Dr. Lightman, they feel from you that suddenly you calmed down, you came down. Where's your edginess, sensitivity? What happened that you're suddenly calm? You can tell them. I became calm because I decided that there's nothing that I can do. I can't influence my destiny. I can't influence my boss and a few more parameters or people that are pressuring me, that are all the time accusing me of whatever. I decided that whatever happens, happens. Give them that answer. But he can influence himself. Dr. Lightman, about himself, he has to say that it's all coming from nature in order to educate him, and therefore he's grateful for this attitude toward him in order for him to change, and by that to really reach a better state. And then he will see that in a few months, the boss will give him something good. That sounds good. I want for you to be my boss. Dr. Like, no. I'm not the boss, but really, try. Owen, I'll try. Unfortunately, our time's up. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Tal, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.